And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip for the hour is about 5 minutes away. Our topic is kidney disease. March is National Kidney Month. LaVarne Burton is the president and chief executive officer of the American Kidney Fund. And here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike.
And LaVarne, we had a question on the email line again, and anyone can send us one at udocs@gmail.com. The question is, youdocs@gmail.com. And the question was, why should anyone die who has kidney failure? Isn't there dialysis?
Yes, there is dialysis, and the technology around that has, you know, really advanced the treatment. But it just does that. It does not restore your kidney function. It does not cure the disease. The average life of a person on dialysis is about 5 years. Again, what we want to emphasize is keeping people off dialysis in the first place. We want to go back to that stage when people can do something about preventing this disease. You know, we've got about 31 million people in this country who have some stage of chronic kidney disease, and about 600,000 who are in kidney failure, meaning that they're on dialysis or that they've got a transplant.
Now, say those numbers again. How many you said?
31 million people who are at some stage of kidney disease. We want to do everything that we can to make those people aware of their risk, and that's why we keep talking about if you've got diabetes, if you've got high blood pressure, as you get older, if you are African-American, Asian-American, Native American, Latino, we want to make sure that you know what puts you at high risk and what you can do about it. What puts you at high risk is having those diseases, being part of those groups, being part of that age group. That puts you at risk. You got family members who are in kidney failure. That puts you at risk. What can you do about it? Aggressively work on controlling those diseases. You know, going to a healthy lifestyle, your eating, your diet, not smoking, those kinds of things. That's what can help you control it and help you not move into kidney failure, help you not need to be on dialysis in the first place, because dialysis is not a cure.
And the other question is, if I have high blood pressure and I get it treated, but I'm not perfectly in control, do I still have a risk? Is it any high blood pressure that causes the risk for kidney problems?
Yeah. Well, I think the more out of control your high blood pressure is, the more you're unable to stabilize it, of course, the greater risk you are. So you want to do everything that you can. And we fully understand that, you know, there are conditions when high blood pressure is very aggressive and very difficult to stabilize. What you want to do is work towards stabilizing it, because that helps to lower your risk.
Now, you have a website, and tell us the website name again.
It's Kidney Fund, KIDNEYFUND.org. And we've got a phone as well. You know, we're happy to talk with folks about this disease.
And a lot of what you do is fund, if you will, treatments for those who can't afford it, and do testing around the country on screening so that people will be more aware if they have it.
That's right. For more than four decades, we've been helping people pay for their health care by helping them with their health insurance costs, with their medications, with transportation to and from dialysis. In fact, we provide assistance through the generous contributions of people around this country. We're able to assist about one in five people who are on dialysis.
Now, if we can, let's go back to one of the questions that came in on the line. Which is, how many people are waiting for kidney transplants, and what are you doing to increase the number available?
Okay. We've got a transplant list, people waiting for kidneys, of more than 90,000 people. Last year, only about 14,000 kidneys were available and successfully transplanted. We strongly encourage people to get a transplant if they can. We encourage people to donate if they're able to do so. And that is something that, you know, that you can do in consultation with your doctor to determine whether or not you're able to do that.
And now we're going to go and thank you very much. You're Laverne Burton, who is the CEO of the American Kidney Fund, and you find that on the web at www.kidneyfund.org. And thank you for being here. We're going to go right away to the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
And I suppose we should have had a tip more appropriate for kidney prevention or disease prevention month, with knowing your blood pressure and what else, and knowing your whether you're diabetic and getting control. But our tip of the week is one that is fun this week. Fall asleep fast with these three sleeping tips. PJs on, teeth brushed, curled up in bed, all those things done for morning, yep. But what about sleeping tips when falling asleep or staying asleep is a real challenge? Well, you can consult You Staying Young, the lifelong book by Dr. Oz and myself. But we have three tips in there that we want to tell you about today. One, don't fight it. Tossing and turning works for salads, not sleep problems. If you can't get to sleep within 15 minutes, get out of bed and do some light activity, like a yoga pose or a short walk. Get your mind off sleep, resets and reboots your system. Then go back to bed, and once in bed, fall asleep fast to some soft music or meditation. Use the night. Dim your lights several hours before bed to avoid stimulation caused by artificial light pollution. The stuff emanates all around us thanks to TVs, computers, and indoor lighting. And eliminate blue lights in your bedroom. Just have red lights at night. And three, treat your nose. Allergies can prevent and disrupt sleep. Thanks to all that congestion they cause, consider over-the-counter nasal strips or nasal saline washes that you do regularly in the morning, or an antihistamine spray for stuffy or running nose to fall asleep fast. The real age benefit of getting the right amount of sleep? More than 3 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you very much. We are just about done with hour number one, but you know, there's another hour coming up. Dr. Gary Ginsberg will not be joining us today. He's away for a little while, but there certainly is enough to talk about some of the top medical stories of the week. The smoking gender gap is closing, which is a good thing as well. How about a better television?
No, that's not a good thing.
Smoking gender gap closes. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're right about that. There is, okay, so that is not the truth. Okay, so it goes the other way. And anyway, how more healthy are Girl Scout cookies? Is the new Girl Scout cookie really good for you? We'll talk about that as well. Also, they've discovered a way, prosthetic ears that are expected to grow cartilage once they're impaired. I'm going to take a little break and be back for hour number two, and so will Dr. Mike. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.